Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
What's up?
hey, it's gonna be a good day. It's super hot here. I'm like almost melting in my garage, Will.
Yeah, I pity you a little bit, but I got my basement, so I'm actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought my garage with like no windows would be super cool, but it's not. Anyways, today we're gonna talk about there was a leak potentially for Super Mario Sunshine, so we're going to talk about that, because I've mentioned it a couple times on this show that I've been wanting to play that game. So
I hope it's a leak. If it's just Nintendo trolling us, I'm going to be so mad.
Have they trolled us in the past, like, really bad?
I can't remember, but I know it is Nintendo, right? And it's summer, right? So releasing a picture of Mario at a beach, you know, kind of teases sunshine, but it also just means summertime, and it's like the tagline is "Stay cool, Mario."
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it in depth in the show, but yeah. Other thing we're gonna talk about, obviously, I'm sure everyone's aware of the Fortnite's developer Epic suing Apple and Google over a store policy thing. We'll get into that, and that's all coming up right now. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. And okay, let's get right into this Mario Sunshine leak, because I'm actually super stoked about it. All right, so the tease was, which Will said in the intro, was there was a picture leaked of Mario on a beach. Now, my question for you was that, I actually haven't seen the photo. If you can find it, send it to me on Skype, that would be sweet. But is it from Mario Odyssey, like the Mario Odyssey Mario with no shirt on, like under an umbrella or something like that?
Here, I'm gonna send it to you. I already got it right now because of my link. So there's the picture right there.
Okay.
Tell me what you think.
Ooh. Mm.
See, that's very... That's not Odyssey.
Well, I was driving home and Will said to me, hey, the Nintendo just leaked a picture of Mario on the beach. And the first thing I said was like, Mario Sunshine Remake? He's like, ah. So, could be.
Yeah, see, they released this picture, they tweeted it actually, and then it's tagged Stay Cool Mario.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna put this on our Discord right now so that all of our dudes see it. Dudes and dudettes, sorry, gender neutral. Okay, yeah, but this photo's pretty generic. Like, there's nothing that gives away, like, there's no like flood in the background or anything, like flood, like the machine flood.
No.
Or anything. It's a pretty generic photo, so it's kind of presumptuous of us to jump to a Mario Sunshine conclusion, but how can we not?
Well, the rumors back in March, if you scroll down on the link I sent you as well, because we talked about this a while ago, is Nintendo plans to re-release its catalog of Super Mario games.
Does it now?
Ooh. Do you remember we were talking about this before, that there was a leak about them releasing like Mario games in like a bundle?
Do we talk about this in person, on the phone, or on the podcast? Because I think
I mentioned it on the podcast as well, but...
I remember having this conversation on the phone, not on the podcast. But, yeah, I think that would be super cool. Like, a re-release of Mario 64 for the Switch would be super cool. And then this, and then Mario Galaxy as well would be fucking epic, dude.
Yeah, so... Because I guess this year also marks the 35th anniversary of Mario.
Is it 1985, so yeah.
Oh, man.
That's older than you, man.
I know. Well, I'm kind of happy with that, though. If it came out when I did, when I was born, I'd be like, shit, I'm old.
Yeah, forgetting there. Cool. Oh, actually, before we get too far, we played Halo 5 on the weekend.
That was gross.
I fucking warned all you guys. I'm like, Legendary is like on par with 2. It's just not fucking, it's not fun. And
I gotta beat like every game on Legendary though. And I had, when I played this last time, it was on my friend's Xbox with him, like co-op, right? Yeah. Well, we were just passing the controller back and forth. But I think we only played on like normal.
Yeah, so. I mean, even Heroic's quite challenging on Halo 5, I think. Because you don't die in fucking 2 shots. Like everything is killing you in 2 shots because there's the revive system.
Yeah, I don't know. I still want to finish it on Legendary, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. But I did realize how tough that was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the other thing was obviously once we had 4 people to start, and then 1 dropped out, and an AI person came in, and that was just our revive bot. Essentially, it's like whenever we died, they would come and revive us, but they would. Oh, she was dumb. She was epically stupid.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. But the enemy AI is really smart. So what the fuck?
Man, they flank you. I don't understand that. You're like, he's coming up behind you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's a guy. Yeah, Will was on top of like a rail, like a tower. And he's shooting someone. He has his back to the staircase. And this fucking AI bad guy knew that Will wasn't looking. So he like ran up the stairs and flanked him and started shooting at him. I'm like, why can't our fucking guys be smart like that? Halo 5.
The AI for like actual your teammates for any game is really broken. Like I'm playing Breakpoint right now because they just added the AI for your guys now.
Yep.
And even there's a couple times like they'll literally just wander off by themselves when we're in a base when they're supposed to stay with me, and then they get fucking discovered, and now the whole base is on alert. I'm like, you fucking idiots.
I gotta find this video, dude. I saw this video on YouTube. I fucking died laughing. It was so true. It's like your teammates in FPS games, in every FPS game, and it's like, hey, it's like a squad of 4 or something, and it's very clear like who the player is, and they're like, hey, let's move up. And then, like, you're walking as a normal fucking human being.
They're
like,
running.
In a straight line. And they're crisscrossing in front of you, like, to each tree. Like, they run up to a tree and then, like, peek their head around the tree and then, like, run to the next tree. And it's like, holy fucking shit, dude. And then they get to the actual enemy base. And he's like, hey, I'm going to check it out and make sure it's safe. And it's literally a base fucking filled to the tits with enemies. Like, enemies everywhere. Guards everywhere. Yeah. Like, and the guy's, like, walking in between... enemies that you like, it's so obvious that he's there, and he's like walking between all the enemies and he's like, it's safe, come on. And then the player kills somebody and he goes and hides, and then another enemy comes up and he's like, oh no, who did this? And he like looks around for like 10 seconds and he's like, oh, it must be nothing, and then just fucking walks away. Like, oh my god, I gotta find that video. It was so fucking good. So true. But the only thing I said is they missed when you come out of cover as the player, the entire base is like, hey, over there! And then they just start shooting at you. Because that's every game.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Will, why don't we talk about our games of the releases of the week, and then we'll go back into Mario Sunshine.
All right. So, I don't really know too many of these games, but I'm just going to quickly breeze them off, and hopefully you guys know them. So,
all right.
Starting on the 18th, we have Microsoft Flight Simulator. Yeah. Followed by Mortal Shell, Pathfinder Kingmaker, Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, yeah.
Battletoads on August 20th for Xbox One and PC. Griffhelm, Pastel Blind Karma, Aokana, Four Rhythms Across the Blue. Like, who fucking comes up with some of these names, man?
you lost me after Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yeah. New Super Lucky's Tale for PlayStation and Xbox One, PGA Tour 2K21, and that is all for this week.
Really? Okay.
I guess we got a couple more, but Descenders, whatever. Insurgency Sandstorm, No Straight Roads, Street Power Soccer, and Vader Immortal.
Super cool. Okay, well, let's go back to Sunshine, because I've never heard of any of those games except for Microsoft Flight Simulator, personally.
Oh, and Battletoads.
Yeah, Battletoads.
Yeah, that's a classic for Rare.
Okay, anyway, so I was saying before the podcast, like in the car ride over back from the airport or whatever, I think they should not change anything about Sunshine. It should be exactly the same game. Maybe they can add like 30 more shine sprites or something, like a little bit of extra content, but I don't think they should change the core game whatsoever. Like they did with like when they remade Mario 64 for the DS, they like kind of changed the whole basis, like the basic of it, where it's not just Mario, it's like Mario and Luigi and Wario and Yoshi, and they can only get certain stars. Yeah, dumb.
I didn't like that. I agree with you here. If the Sunshine should just be Sunshine.
Yeah. And actually, we were talking about, like, I haven't played this game since, like, 2006.
Yeah, I think that's when it... No, when did it come out?
When it came 2006? Out, like, 2002, I think.
GameCube.
I'm very certain it was 2002, but I didn't have a GameCube. I couldn't play it until I got a Wii. So once I got my Wii, I'm like, I'm playing Sunshine right fucking now. And I've only played through it once. So I'm very, very excited if this is actually a thing.
It's the same thing for me, and like we discussed as well, you can't find this game anywhere.
Yeah. It's pretty hard. Okay, well, like I said last week, it's pretty evident that Nintendo listens to this podcast, because as soon as we talked about Pikmin for like three podcasts in a row, they're like, hey, Pikmin 4 possibly. Or no, it was a remake of, or a port over of Pikmin 3, yeah, but still. We bitched about this a couple times, so maybe they're like, you know what, let's get started on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. we're the sole reason gamers are happy, Will.
I kind of want Pikmin 4 still, though.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I agree.
As much as I do love remasters of, like, great games, I can only play a certain game, like, so many times.
Yeah, totally. Oh, actually, this in this article, I'm on Screen Rant. whatever.com. They're talking about the trilogy kind of thing that I was talking about earlier, where it'd be Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy kind of getting re-released on like a collections edition or something of like a Nintendo Switch cartridge.
Yeah, I definitely be down with that.
So on that note, they said it was something about the cost. I can't find it. I lost it now. But anyways, they were talking about how when they used to port games over to the next console, that it would only be like $20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a future console, it'd be $20. But now we're seeing, like with Pikmin 3 on the Switch, they're re-releasing these games at fucking AAA price. It's like, okay.
That's like, the thing I feel like that is also hurting their sales.
Yeah. Because I would have bought Animal Crossing if it came down from $80. But since I've never played an Animal Crossing, really, and I'm afraid to spend $80 and then not like the game, right? So, like, same with Mario, Super Mario Maker 2. I definitely wanted it, but I didn't want to pay $80 for it. So as soon as I think someone gave me an EB card. I think it was you, actually.
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, I didn't give you anything for your birthday. I'm a fucking asshole friend. Shit.
I still gotta give you yours, so.
Okay, well, maybe you just keep mine and we'll call it even.
You cheap bastard.
yeah, well, actually, I took you on a plane ride. How about that?
Okay, that works.
All right, great. Anyways, so, yeah, like, Mario Maker 2 was $80, and then I got an EB card, and I think I got it used, too, so, like, I got another discount with my EB Games card. So I think I bought it for, like, $30. So I'm like, this is worth it. Like,
does Nintendo struggle with their prices? Like, you know, with Xbox and PS4, they, after a certain amount, they do discounts on games. Nintendo's store has never had a shocking discount from what I've
seen. Yeah. Well, you know what, actually, now that I think about it, not very many of Nintendo's games has, like, not loot boxes, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have any extra funding coming in for the games, whereas Xbox and Microsoft, like, pretty much build all their fucking games around that idea.
Not all of them, though, and they still come out, like, they still go on sale periodically. Like, right now, PlayStation has a big summer sale, right? So I just picked up Hitman 2 for $15.
Yeah.
Which is, right now, it's regular, still, like, 60. 69, I think. So, I'm saving myself almost, like, 40 bucks right there.
Right.
Nintendo has never done anything like that. That's why I'm curious, like, if they did sales, like, once in a while, I think they do a lot better.
Yeah, like, it's the 35th anniversary of Mario. Like, every Mario game is 20% off or something.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah. But have you ever seen them do something like that?
Never, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, it's kind of annoying. So since we know Nintendo listens to this podcast, you guys should do a sale.
It doesn't have to be a big one. It, like he, Rodney said, just even 20%. I think it would help your guys' sales in the long run.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, I got another article here for you too, Rod.
Yeah?
Right under the Mario one. This was posted, I guess, 8 hours ago, and this one here was 3 hours. Zelda Skyward Sword on the Switch leaked by Amazon UK. 2021
what?
Launch likely.
What? Well,
see, I broke him.
imagine playing Skyward Sword on the Switch. Like, holy shit.
How's that going to work? Is the gyroscope still... I guess it would.
Yeah, they know the gyroscope... Well,
yeah.
The gyroscope puzzles in Breath of the Wild were somewhat annoying, I'm not going to lie. But what was I going to say? So, the motion... I actually like the motion controls from Skyward Sword. Like, that was a deal breaker for a lot of people, and they just didn't play the game. Skyward Sword was a great game. Like, the story was probably one of the better ones that I've in quite a while.
Yeah.
It made you want to save Zelda. And the other issue people had was like it was very linear, where you had to go to
this
region.
It didn't give you a choice.
Yeah. They tried to, and then someone encountered a game like breaking fucking error. So they literally got trapped in an area and they couldn't get out because they didn't have this one item or whatever the fuck, and you actually had to go and download a fucking patch for it with Nintendo when Skyward Sword came out, when patches were not really a thing. So
yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, that pissed a lot of people off, but it's a good game. But like Ocarina of Time's kind of linear, other than actually, hang on. Can you do any dungeon in any order other than like the Spirit Temple and the Shadow Temple? You have to do those two last.
It's been so long since I played Skyward Sword.
No, this is Ocarina of Time. No, I think you had to do the Forest Temple first.
Yeah.
Like, that was all linear. And people were like, oh, Ocarina of Time is the best game of all time. So, yeah.
They say that because it's like Halo, right? It's so of its first of its kind.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best game in the series, and I'm probably going to get shot and killed and
have to drive for that. I will agree with you there. For me, and people are going to kill me right off the bat, is I'm kind of Majora's Mask or Twilight Princess.
Well, I think Breath of the Wild takes the cake personally, but in terms of, like, just because of its technical accomplishments.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Ocarina of Time brought Zelda into the third dimension. And
that's what I mean.
Everybody's
right? You
minds
remember
were
the original Zeldas?
Yeah. And everybody's minds were blown. Like, I totally get it. Like, I get the nostalgia factor of that, of how much it blew your little fucking 8-year-old mind. But yeah, I don't think it's the best one in the series.
No, I really do like Breath of the Wild. It's such a big game, and you can literally do anything. But I feel like story-wise, I kind of liked Majora a bit more.
Yeah, Majora had a lot of underlining, like, story elements that are, like... it felt like a story, like you said. Yeah, I agree with you about Breath of the Wild, because it left it so open, and it didn't really...
There's nothing that really worked together. Like, you could do anything in one order, like, any order, right?
Yeah, so the exploration was put in front of the story, I think, in that game. But that's why a lot of people like it, is because it didn't hold your fucking hand like every other fucking Nintendo game does.
Well, it never used to be like that. Like we've talked about, it's just lately it feels like Nintendo's really catering to the younger audiences again.
Yeah. Remember when you had when you didn't even get a fucking instruction book and you had to figure out the controls just by pushing buttons?
Yep. Oh,
Christ. that was the good times, man.
Oh yeah. I remember even renting games.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, like half the time the instruction book wouldn't be there. So I'd be like, what am I doing? I guess I'll figure it out as I play.
It's like when you, you never had to do this, but I had to borrow consoles from friends because I didn't have all the consoles. And I'm like, hey, can I borrow your GameCube or whatever the fuck? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. Or let's use the Wii for example. So on the top of the Wii, there was that door that opened up and it had all the GameCube slots to plug GameCube controllers and memory cards in. And so they would be like, hey, here's my Wii. And then it would be like missing the door. And it's like they didn't take very good care of their shit. And it's like, oh, dude.
See, I'm really careful with everything, even my games.
Yeah, same.
I'm a gamer through and through, right? So
yeah. And I always put my fucking game back in the right case. Like, oh my god, yep. Drives me fucking crazy. We're like, oh, you have this game? Open it up, and it's like not that game. It's like the fucking full opposite of that game. You're like, what the fuck?
I know. My friend bought me one of those big game cases, so you can put like every single game in this box, but it like not in the actual game case. It's just And I've never really used it. I looked at it again the other day, and I was like, this would probably come in handy because I could just like scroll through games a lot faster and everything's here. But I'm like, it's not as bad. You just got to find the game when I look on the shelf.
Well, it's handy for traveling.
That too, but like this thing holds like 400 games. Am I really going to take 400 games with me? Like,
mine only holds 16, but I've only used two pages of it.
Yeah, so mine's like plastic, like hard plastic. It's literally a box. Like it looks like the Series X.
Someone from Xbox came over to Will's house, be like, "Huh,
that's a good design."
I'm stealing that.
Yeah. That's sad. Oh man.
Anyways, so we're still on Mario Sunshine. We just got sidetracked with Nintendo nostalgia.
It says this remaster for the collection might also include Super Mario 64 again, and maybe they're supposed to be working on a deluxe version of Super Mario 3D World.
I don't really care about that. The Mario 3D World, I didn't really dig, to be honest.
Mario 64 would be perfect for that collection, though. Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy, like...
Well, you were telling me on the phone, I think you've said this on the podcast too, is you could fit every Nintendo 64 game on one Switch cartridge.
Yeah, pretty much. But some of these are GameCube. Sunshine's GameCube and Mario Galaxy is Wii, but I don't know how big the data is for that compared to a Switch cartridge. I just know, like I said, every N64 game could fit on a Switch cartridge.
Yeah, So Nintendo, where the fuck is our goddamn Nintendo 64 online thing for the Switch? Like, come on.
Yeah, their store, at least for the Switch, is very lacking for me compared to the Wii.
I think so. As well, I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Need to fix that shit.
Especially, like, they made that deal now with Game Pass, right? So I wonder when we're going to hear about what they're doing with that.
Yeah. Huh. Well, in the meantime, we have hopefully Super Mario Sunshine to look forward to. What else did they say? I'm just reading off of Screen Rant. We first reported on plans by Nintendo to release a back catalog of Super Mario games in March, but little else has been heard since. The games include Super Mario Sunshine HD, the Wii Classic Super Mario Galaxy, and they are being made available on the Switch to mark the Wii Plumber's 35th anniversary. But Nintendo is yet to confirm. Fuck. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, like I mentioned last week, we have hopefully the Nintendo Direct finally this month, so we can finally get an idea of where Nintendo stands, I guess, moving into this next generation.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
the Switch has a lot of promise, but like I've discussed as well, I really think they need that 4K dock.
Yeah. I mean, Mario Odyssey and all that look really great, but yeah, you're right. We need a 4K dock so that people can release, like, third party studios want to release actual content onto the Switch that's 4K, essentially. Like, trying to think of an example. The Witcher's on Switch, isn't it? Or is that?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so The Witcher would benefit heavily from a 4K dock.
Yeah, I haven't seen how it looks like on the Switch, but on like PS4 and Xbox One, it's a beautiful game for its time, right? And even then, it's now like 5 years old.
Really? Okay.
So when you put that together and it's finally out on the Switch, that just shows that Nintendo's behind in technology.
Yeah. Well, they always have been. Like, they've always been trying new things, but yeah, they've always been kind of behind the ball, and like online took forever to even be usable.
And it's still nowhere like even close to Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They need their own party, like a party chat feature, so if your friends are online or something, you can just talk to them.
Yeah. Well, the 3DS had something like that. Sometimes
it did.
Yeah,
I think the DS did as well, because I remember playing, I think, Monster Hunter with Joel, and I had to buy that DS that headset. I think it was like $29. I still have it somewhere around here.
Of course you do.
It looks like one of those old cell phone headsets, like not the Bluetooth ones, but like I actually had to plug it into the headphone jack.
Yeah.
And you wore it on your ear.
Super cool. All right. Well, yeah. So that's all we can hope for now. Let's move on to our next topic, which is a big, big topic coming out of this week, which is Fortnite was banned from the App Store for Apple and Google Play. Why, Will? What the fuck?
Okay, so this is actually a really, really weird thing. I never pictured I'd wake up a couple days ago to this, so... On August 13th, Epic rolled out the Fortnite Mega Drop. It was a new, not an expansion, but I guess like an update to the game. First, the price of V-Bucks, the Fortnite's in-game currency, was actually discounted by 20% on all platforms. This was a straight discount from for like PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. But for versions like iOS and Google... There are other ways, like, to get the game, not really, if anyone's bought a game off of iOS or Google, you know how some games have in-app purchases, but you can't buy it through that. It would take you to the Google store, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Fortnite and Epic thought it would be smart to circumvent that and make it so you could buy V-Bucks straight from their game.
Yeah, which is smart, because 30% is a huge chunk.
Yeah, it is, but also it's against a lot of the policies for Google and Apple.
Well, that wasn't the biggest thing, though. The biggest thing was that they were not allowing them to take, like, that. They basically had to buy it through Apple or Google. Like, they weren't allowed to make some sort of outside like point of sale for them to buy in-game currency or whatever the fuck.
But that is how, like, it says, like, what they did is basically bypassing Apple and Google in such a way that violates both their respective store policies.
Well, I know, but how do they both have the same store policy? If it's like you have to buy through our store, you can't use any outside source for people to buy a game. Well, that would be the other store.
Yeah, but it's always been like that, right? So now Fortnite's trying to get around that, and it kind of backfired on them as well, because as soon as they did that, Apple removed them from the store. Google followed suit. But right after that, now Epic is putting a class action lawsuit against Apple and Google. Like...
Yeah. Well, those are two big fucking fish, like the balls on Epic right now.
I know, like, Epic's become huge from Fortnite, right? Like, they make so much money, and I think now the money has just gone to their heads. Because they're saying this whole thing is not just for them, it's also for, like, indie developers that are losing money on this.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't see that. For Epic, this is all about money.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with them with the indie perspective, because it's like, you buy a little phone game for $6, well, they're,
we
like,
get, you'd get, like, from the developers, you'd make maybe, like,
$450
of that, and yeah, the rest would go to Google. So, yeah, if you and I ever created a game, we're basically already paying Google and Apple every time they already make a purchase.
Also, tax too, right? You have to put some money away for tax to send to the government, so now you're losing another fucking percentage. So you're really only making like 40% of what you actually put your game listed as.
Yeah. So I do get it. It's still, it's a very tough thing to talk about, because you don't really know who's in the right, who's in the wrong.
Yeah. But I mean, to take them both on at the same time, like,
like, yeah, Epic's got some cojones.
Oh yeah, totally. So, but, anyways, so I kind of wish them luck, cause I hate Apple, as I've bitched about on the podcast, a lot in the early days.
I do as well.
Yeah.
I have my Apple iPad, and that's as far as I'll go. I won't buy an Apple phone again.
Oh, yeah, I know. iPhones are trash, dude. It's like monkeys designed them for other monkeys to use.
Yeah, I'm all about Google.
Sorry if that offended any monkeys out there, but it's just like the user interface is just too friendly. You know what I mean? Like, when I had my Mac before, when I was recording the podcast on the Mac, it's like if you had an actual problem with the Mac, like, hey, my hard drive is not working properly, or there's something about the computer that's not working properly, like, it was so goddamn hard to just go and fix it. You had to take it in and be like, hey, my iMac's not working, I need you guys to fix it. Oh, okay, here's our premium fucking repair cost. Like, it's just fucking annoying. I hate Apple.
Yeah, but you know, going off that, like, even if you've watched like the Steve Jobs movies, right, like their first IBM computer, they took such a hit from it because they made it so you couldn't touch the inside.
Yeah, it was just exactly how all of Apple's things
are. It's always been like that. Like, yeah, you, even hacking an iPhone nowadays, like, it's practically impossible. And putting third-party apps on there, like, the security is so difficult to circumvent.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I hate about Apple is the fact that they advertise it as an elite lifestyle, yet Samsung has all the shit they have plus more. Like, they're actually ahead of Apple in their technology.
Yeah, at least for phones.
Yeah. I think it was actually Samsung who made these advertisements, but somebody made a bunch of advertisements for Samsung Galaxy, and someone went in to buy like an iPhone or something, and they're like, hey, yeah, like, I'm looking, or he's trying to like pitch why the iPhone's fucking superior. He's like, oh yeah, it has like, you know, fingerprint scanner, and it has all this, and he's like, yeah, Samsung has all that too. It's like, fuck off. it was funny. There was like 6 or 7 of those videos that were made. I thought they were funny because I hate Apple, but
I'm with you there too. And as far as I know, like, there's not much of a difference between the phones. So calling like an iPhone like the elite,
yeah,
is just some bullshit. If I wanted elite, I'd go buy like one of those like 24 karat plated phones from like Dubai.
Yeah.
Now that's elite.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck, that's got to be heavy too. Like, how much would a phone that's like coated in 24 karat gold weigh for your pocket?
Yeah. Not to mention that you're a fucking high target now, or high risk target for theft. But yeah.
Could you imagine walking around a movie set with that?
Yeah.
You'd always have to have your belt on too, because like that would pull you down.
Oh yeah, you could like knock someone out with that 24 karat gold phone.
Yeah, but it's probably like almost like 15 pounds. You could probably do some like dumbbell curls while you're like,
wouldn't that actually nothing? Serious question? Wouldn't that electrocute you? Because gold's used in circuit boards because of its conductivity to
that
electricity.
That is actually true. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. We're getting too smart for our own good now.
But it is funny because there's a company in Dubai and is it London? I think it's London. They're a jewelry supplier that are releasing a 24-karat gold plated PS5. But not just the PS5, the headset and the controller. Like, now, when I thought about that, does that not have issues with heating?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
I'm picturing the phone now in my pocket, like, just, like, turning into molten lava.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm sure they have, I don't know. I'm sure they have engineers that actually know what they're doing. We're just speculating shit, yeah. But...
Back on topic, though, fuck Apple.
Yeah, fuck Apple and their shit. Fuck their elitist goddamn environment and their elitist prices.
Yeah. Now, with a class action lawsuit, though, right? That means Epic's trying to get other people to go with them. Isn't that usually what a class action is?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not either, but I always thought, like, class action means, like, there's going to be multiple companies now against them.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but... what if Epic loses and they have to pay a big chunk of money? Like, they don't... What's Epic worth? I'm just looking at it up right now.
They've gone up because of Fortnite, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, Epic's net worth. Whoops. Boom. Let's find out. 17.3 billion.
Yeah, so, see, they're almost worth, like, as much as companies.
How much is Apple worth?
Let's take a look. Apple.
Apple's worth 1 trillion. So there's still...
Okay, there's a big difference there.
Again, the ball's on Epic right now.
What about Google?
30... Oh, wow. They're even more than... Or they're less than Apple. Well, of course, because Apple's computers cost $2,500 dollars in the last 3 years.
What are they at?
I have 787 billion.
Oh, yeah, that's their market. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, like, Epic is still a big company, but going against these two giants, now I feel like it's like a goldfish in a pond of sharks.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're going to have, like, the best lawyers, too. Like, the most white-collared fucking assholes you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah. Epic's going to be like, oh, we're going to have, like, the best lawyers. And then Google and, freaking Apple are going to have an army.
Yeah. yes, I'll defend it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be like an episode of Ace Attorney.
Oh, God.
That'd be a good game. That's like the final boss, dude. It's like you're taking on two giant corporations at once.
I haven't played all the Ace Attorneys. That was a good series, so I'd love to see that make a return, too.
Objection. Apple's fucking shit. That would be what I say in court, and then I'd get kicked out. how do you see this ending? Like, what are you kind of hoping is the end result of it?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, this is a big thing, so this is going to take a couple years.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
They're going to be going back and forth through this so much. It's because I'm reading here at the same time that Apple removed Fortnite from their store, Epic filed the lawsuit against Apple alleging antitrust violations.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Were they slipping money under their pocket or under the table? I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm not too sure. It says go down and read below, but this is a big article, right? So
yeah. And anyways, who has time for that when we got a game show to play, Will?
Game show.
All right, here we go.
Well, does anyone guess last week's?
No, we have had no correct answers to last week's as of recording this on Sunday the 16th. So we gave a little clue on our Facebook page. Hopefully that'll help.
It was a tough one. I got it wrong.
I didn't have a hot fucking clue until I had to ask Cole because I had to actually make the contest form on our website. And then I'm like, oh, I would have never got that.
Yeah, so you have to let us know at least if you guys tried to guess and you just got it wrong.
Yeah.
Because we want to get an idea of like how many people are still participating.
Totally. But this week is going to be much easier. This is the one that Cole was talking about last podcast. That was actually pretty easy. It was so easy that I got it before I even finished the question. So, but Will, did you get it? What, you got it eventually, didn't you?
Well, I think I picked a different game, and that's what Cole said, right? He's like, oh, that's basically what this is about, is like there could be multiple choices. But I did get it after.
Actually, I'm going to alter our description a little bit. Okay, I got to add one thing in there to this, because this will make it for sure this game. So, okay, so here is the description for week number two's game for your chance to win a $50 gift card from Video Games Now. You are an astronaut that has crashed on an alien planet. You must work with the planet's natives to find food and fix your ship to return home. There you go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. This one is much easier than last week.
That is. And if anyone doesn't guess it, we're also going to do another clue halfway through the week.
Yeah,
because we do want people to participate.
Yeah, totally. Other than Patreons, Patreons get in automatically. So if
you
want to become a Patreon and skip this whole nonsense of guessing a goddamn game, the fuck is that? Join our Patreon, patreon.com/videogamesnow. And you also get access to the podcast one day earlier than everyone else, and exclusive content and discounts on the store.
But if our patrons also guess it, they get more entries.
Indeed, they do. Our patrons have been they've been on Discord, like online on Discord, but they haven't been chatty. So Embridge is where you at. Actually, Omega came on our Halo 5 stream and said, "What's up, VGN team?" And we were too busy raging at the game to actually respond. So sorry, Omega. We love you.
I did. I saw him pop up there and then he comment. But yeah, we didn't really talk. That game was tough. That's not one that you can literally look away from the screen.
Yeah. And then we got Brando, one of our patrons. Haven't seen him online in a while, actually. Or maybe I just haven't been online in a while because I haven't played games much. But Halo 5 was the first game I played in like 3 weeks, other than Pikmin, I guess.
It's the longest game I've played in a while. I've kind of, like I said, I was gamed out. I've been watching a lot of TV and things on my tablet.
Yeah, me too. And I've been learning piano because I think I said this last podcast, like I was able to play piano like just by ear, like just learning songs by ear. But now I'm actually learning like how to read music and stuff. So, yeah, I betrayed video games for music.
They're both in a category of its own.
Totally.
You can't have video games without music. So, you know, half these great games have their orchestra is also what makes the game great.
Yeah. We kind of talked about music and video games when we had JT Music on the podcast.
Yeah, I remember that. And then you, Mark, and myself, we went to Video Games Live, didn't
you? Yeah, we did.
What was it called?
Yeah, Video Games Live. That was super cool, actually.
I really hope when all this COVID bullshit's done and over with, that we get some events again, because I'd love to go see Video Games Live again.
Yeah, I've seen them 3 times now, I think.
Two for me.
Yeah.
I took once with Joel and then with you guys.
Yeah, I took Brittany there once, and she actually enjoyed it. She was actually trying to get into video games, I think. And then she just got frustrated at Yoshi and kind of quit the whole thing. I don't know. But, yeah, because I
remember, because I was there when she bought Yoshi. She used my discount, or my Edge card.
Yeah. So, I gave her my old 3DS, because I got the new XL one, right? So, she had that, and she was playing, Yoshi, and she was playing something else. And she was interested in doing the Spot Pass stuff. Like, going to events and getting Spot Passes. I'm like, oh, okay, this might actually work out. Because she told me that she was a gamer girl. In quotations, I play Call of Duty, gamer girl. I'm like, okay, fuck. Yeah, then she stopped playing Call of Duty when she met me. How fucking ironic.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other thing? Oh, yeah, me and her played the entire first Halo game together on Legendary, and we had a lot of fun doing that. What else? Yeah, then we started playing Halo 2, and of course, you know how that
ended. That won't go well.
Yeah.
We raged. I can only imagine how bad you and Brittany went.
Oh, Brittany was like, fuck this game, I'm done. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. So, okay, cool. So, let's just check out what's happening in the Patreon, or sorry, in the Discord these days. So, a lot of chatter in the video game chat, actually. So, if you guys aren't on our Discord. You guys should jump in there because there's a lot of people chitty-chatting about gaming games. We also have a non-video game chat, so that's like Emotional Support Man's like fucking hub. He just goes on there and says something random and then I'll respond, or one person will respond and be like, that's cool. He said he upgraded his computer to a Linux. He runs all his games so much nicer, he says. I'm like, huh.
I've never heard of that.
I asked him if there's any games that don't run on it, and he's like, there's like two. I'm like, okay, that's actually interesting. But then you have to learn a whole new operating system. Like when I was first learning how to use Mac, dude, oh my god. I wanted to fucking stab somebody. Like, that was actually a very stressful thing, because it just, things weren't in the place you would expect. That's what it was frustrating about it. And I was trying to edit fucking movies and do sound editing and shit on it, and I was like, and then we have questions for the podcast. So once we actually have questions and shit, we'll post them on there, and then you guys can chime in, and we'll actually read them out on the podcast, as you've heard us before in the past.
Yeah, we seem to be getting a lot of chatter too on our Facebook messages.
We do, yeah. A lot of activity on our social media pages. So if you guys aren't on any of the social media, we're on freaking everything you can imagine. Jump over to our website, videogamesnow.ca, and you got all the links on there. Plus, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, why don't you subscribe on whatever you're listening to us on? Please, and thank you. And then leave a review and let us know how shitty we are at our podcasting. Right, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was what was that tagline we were going to go with? Like, two guys that suck at video games but try really hard?
No, what did I land on? It's like, here, let me pull it up, because it's actually on our website now. I think it's funny, yeah. Too. It's not two good-looking guys, because we don't even have that going for us.
No.
But in the About section, anyways, it says, it's on our podcast page. I can't even talk anymore, dude. It's too fucking hot in this garage. Like, I'm just melting.
You got a sweat going?
Oh, dude, I got a massive sweat going.
You should get yourself like a sauna suit.
Yeah, and the tagline was rough gaming skills but smooth voices on the Video Games Now podcast. Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, gotta get a shirt made good. With that.
Yeah, we gotta design a few things. We haven't done anything this year, really, other than the one you did for your brother.
Yeah, that one was good.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of doing an older brother shirt, actually.
That would be cool.
Like a Mario one. Yep. But I don't even know what it would say. It'd be like, give me the controller, fucking little brother. I don't know.
It's usually not that nice. The older brother just takes it. I don't really know, because I'm an only child, but I've seen videos.
Well, how did I do it? I would put the game in and grab the controller and then just be like, fucking deal with it. I'm player one, fucker.
No wonder Cody hates you.
Well, that what he said was kind of true. Like, is the younger brother / sister always like the worst games?
I don't think so. I just don't think they get the opportunity to play as much as the older brother.
Yeah, fair. But why don't you guys let us know on the Discord or Facebook or Twitter or whatever the fuck. Let us know if you guys are older or younger and your experiences growing up playing some games. How did that all work out? Yeah, for me, like I said, I religiously played games all the time, and Cody kind of played too. I think the first time he had his like own game was like Pokemon Ruby. Pokemon Sapphire.
Great game, though, so.
Yeah. Super cool. All right, well, I think that's good for the podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. Yeah. All right, I'm happy, too. So thanks a lot for listening, guys. Head over to videogamesnow.ca/podcast to jump into What's That Game for this week. And I'll put an audio clip of me reading the description again so that it's easily accessible. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.